So, hello everyone. My name is Maxim. I'm a browser engineer from Igalia, and today we are going to talk about the delegated compositing utilizing VLAN protocols for Chromium on Chrome OS. And here's our today's agenda. So first we'll talk about the goals and the motivations of the project, why we have VLAN on Chrome OS and why it's in Chromium. Then I will talk a little bit about what Lacrosse is. Also, I will need to cover a little bit about the Chromium Display Compositor to give you some of the ideas, how it works and why we actually needed the delegated compositor there. Then about the delegated compositor itself, the VLAN protocols, and a big picture of what we actually have. So Chromium and VLAN and Chromium VLAN on Chrome OS. So there are quite a few vendors who are shipping Chrome OS on their devices. And as soon as the devices become, well, they are aging, right? So they are not receiving the updates. That results in having them with the like old browser and so on. So in order to improve that and improve the maintainability of the devices, it was decided to split the Chrome browser from the Chrome OS system itself because they're tied together. And that would also make it possible to receive them the browser updates. But how is it possible to do that? So the idea was to decouple the browser, as I said, from the operating system itself. That was called the Lacrosse project. And the Chrome OS itself, it has a system UI and the window manager called Ash. And yeah, Chrome was tied to that operating system. And at this point, there was also a VLAN implementation already in Chrome OS, and it was decided to use VLAN. So basically, in 2015, if I'm not mistaken, the Chrome OS received an own VLAN serving implementation called Exosphere. It's currently used by Arc to run Android apps on the Chrome OS, and also Christini to run Linux apps. And in about 2016, we started to port Chromium to VLAN. And on Linux, you can use Chromium with Headless, X11, and VLAN. So it was kind of a natural choice to employ that implementation and have a browser running them. And basically, VLAN is used for graphics and event handlings, with the stable protocols employed, and also with some custom extensions employed. And for the high-level features, like file picking, cross API is used. Well, it's basically Google's implementation called Mojo IPC. This is like similar to Win32 and Cocoa. But what is Lacrosse? So Lacrosse is a project to decouple the Chrome browser from the Chrome OS window manager, called Ash from the system UI. So on this box, on the green box, you see the Chrome OS operating system, and on the yellow box, you can see the Lacrosse browser, which using VLAN backend through the Ozone layer. The Ozone layer is basically an abstraction in the Chromium browser, which allows you to implement own backend. And as I said, on Linux, it's X11, Headless, and VLAN, and it's switchable on the runtime. For the Chrome OS itself, it runs on the DRM, but you can also use like X11 and run Chrome OS emulator on your Linux device. So the Lacrosse is using VLAN to communicate with EXO, which is inbuilt in the Chrome OS, which actually forwards the input devices and has some graphics communication there. But there was a problem. So this split resulted in performance and resource cost. But why and how to mitigate that? And to understand why it was causing a problem, we need to switch to the Chromium Display Compositor and understand a little bit how actually Chromium draws frames. So as you may know, Chromium has a multi-process architecture. So we have a GPU process or vService process. And also we have clients, which are the render process, the browser process. There's also this video client, which sends the video frames. So basically, we run them, we call them the frame sinks. And basically, the way how it works is that if we are talking about GPU accelerated, this GPU acceleration and the GPU rasterization, the way how it works is that, for example, if you take the render process, it prepares paint operations for the compositor frame. Then, when we are preparing the final compositor frame, we submit those paint operations to Skia on the GPU process. That is called the GPU rasterization. And we prepare textures, and these textures basically represent tiles if we divide the whole window to the tiles. So those represent tiles. And the compositor frames, they have references to the tiles, including some frame data like masks, filters, clipping, and other stuff. And on the right side, you can see the vis service process, or simply GPU process. It represents clients as surfaces, and each of the surfaces has own compositor frame. So we need to aggregate all the surfaces into a single compositor frame and do the final compositing. So this is a high-level picture, high-level overview of how it was working before the delegated compositing. So Lacrosse was aggregating the quads that would end up creating a final surface. And that final surface was, of course, represented by a single buffer. It was sent over Wayland to EXO. Then in the Ash Chrome site, well, Ash Chrome, you can call it Chrome OS, it was like maybe getting some other frames from other windows. I don't know, some system settings if you open that one. And it was doing the compositing once again in this step. So that resulted in double compositing and bigger resources overhead. But how to fix that? And the solution to that was to use the delegated compositing. So basically, we left the aggregation step. We created our final compositor frame. But the quads that we got, which are basically the textures, all of them must have been sent over Wayland protocol to Ash for the final compositing. And of course, I need to say, well, basically, this is about like serializing the Chromium compositor frame, sending over that a couple of IPCs through Wayland to Ash, and basically, it was at this stage deserializing the data that it received, and it basically created, must have been creating the same kind of browser frame for the final compositing. And in order to achieve that, a couple of, well, at first I was thinking that there's actually more things we implemented, like some custom things, but in the end it wasn't that much. So Wayland subsurface, that is standard, right? Each quad and, well, let's say we were sending quads as overlays, they were represented by own surface. Of course, Wayland buffers and explicit synchronization protocol, because we want the job to be like asynchronous. And the main thing is a surface augmenter, right? Because we wanted to have this data to be sent from Chromium browser, basically the compositor frame, with this additional information like rounder corners, clipping, also pixel precision. This is one of the important things. And we needed to make our own protocol extending the Wayland surface. Also, we used, in the beginning, we used own protocol for the single color buffers, but as soon as in the upstream, there is now, right now, a single pixel buffer protocol, we just employ that one so that we don't need to create a real buffer. At first, when nothing was there, we were just clearing a buffer to a certain color, but that's not really efficient. Why we also needed to pass this kind of rounded corner and clipping information? And the reason to that one is basically because when Chromium sends, it rasterizes the quads to the textures, those do not have any masks, right? So when we do the final compositing step, we apply those mask filters and so on and send them to Skia, which does the final picture for us. And for the pixel precision, the problem is that Chromium basically works with the pixels, and as long as Welland uses deeps, it resulted some pixels losses. And when it was compositing the quads together, we could see some of the glitches. For that, to work overcome that, we actually added some additional stuff to the surface augmenter and started to pass this information using VL fixed, basically, which allows us to use some floating values. It was also required to update the VP port, this destination, and some of the other stuff like setting trust form, setting trusted damage, because when we, for example, change the order of the Welland subsurfaces, this Z order, we at some point we don't need to recalculate the damage, or we do need to recalculate that. So basically, all that is managed with this additional flag, and there can be some other stuff, but I would say that was the most important one. And so this is the big picture how everything is implemented. So we have like on the top Lacrosse Viz process and the Lacrosse browser. So Lacrosse Viz is basically preparing the frame with the quads and sends over the Welland to the Ashram, which then creates the same compositor frame as Lacrosse would, you know, have if it wasn't delegating but was, you know, compositing itself. Prepares the final frame, prepares the overlay, and sends it to the DRM, and that's it. You have the final frame with the system UI and the browser content as well. That's it. Questions? No problem. Yes?
Do you think that desktop remove toolkits like GDK or Qt could also benefit from that?
Well, can you please repeat the question? Oh, okay. So the question was whether the GK, right, and Qt can also benefit from that. Do you mean the Chromium browser, or you mean itself?
Just regular apps using GDK or Qt.
Yeah, I think so. Basically, if it's possible to avoid the double compositing, it is possible. I mean, we had to use some additional protocols because we... as long as like Chrome OS is kind of really closed environment, let's say, we can do there whatever is possible, whatever is convenient for us. But yeah, I think that is possible for the GK and get this improvement of the performance as well. Because if the Welland compositor can do that, why not? Yes.
Yeah, basically in a similar direction, but the Chromium on a regular Linux Welland compositor, I mean, that would benefit from such features as well. I mean, there's double compositing.
Yes.
Again, so have you looked at getting abstract or generic protocols to manage that? So you have custom protocols, right? But for it to work on a regular Linux, you need a generic protocol. If you look at doing that?
So the question is basically about if Chromium Linux can benefit from the same implementation, and whether we considered creating some generic protocol and upstream that. If we get back to this pixel precision and the rounding corners, For the pixel precision, if the browser doesn't work in like in a some custom scale, like it's one, right? So it's fine. We don't need this kind of protocol. But for the rounded corners, well, probably we could do something like do this processing on the Chromium side, but it's not very efficient, right? Well, it should be possible, but you know, creating a protocol and upstreaming that will take quite some time. I personally did not thought about that, but it's an interesting concept for the future, of course.
I mean, especially for embedded, it can also help I'm guessing part of the subsurfaces are, for example, the video in a browser.
Ah.
And if the compositor on an embedded device can then put that video on a plane,
well,
and the rest is not rendered, then you can benefit from these kind of things much more easily.
Yes, of course.
If you delegate all the compositing and the compositor can decide what to put on.
At least we can submit this video frame as an overlay. If I'm not mistaken, there was a from somebody doing this effort in Chromium. If I'm not mistaken, I actually saw this the patches.
Yeah. From
yeah, probably yes. Because I didn't pay attention to that. I was busy with the Chrome OS itself. Yeah. Yes.
What's the granularity of these subservices? Like, are we like how many would you expect to have on a regular web page? Are we talking like almost every screen element, or you know, is it a more higher level thing? How does it compare to like CI layer?
Well, if we just take a normal page, right? So the question is how many subsurfaces we are going to have. I mean, how the page is itself like divided, whether we are going to have each element subsurfaces, or it's kind of done in other way. Well, basically, If you imagine a page, right, as a simple page, there are no additional textures and so on, we can split the page to the tiles. Like there will be, I don't know how many, maybe 6 tiles, something like that. So basically, this is how much you are going to send. But if you take like for example, motion mark, right, there are some tests like images tests. It can create hundreds of those textures. Then we are starting to send all of them all over the pipe. But there is a limit for the IPC, so we have to limit the number of quads that we are able to send. And if I'm not mistaken, it's limited right now to 50. Because after this value, it just doesn't make sense to do any delegation. It's kind of become too expensive in terms of, I mean, there will be too many subsurfaces. If we could like squash this together, that would definitely help. Because it seems like it wasn't like a use case that was thought when the Wayland was designed. Yeah. So any other questions? Yeah. Thank you.